We're actually going gardening this week. Arthur O'Mara's here from O'Mara's Garden Pavilion. No traditional music instruments with you. I thought coming from Mullingar you'd be...
No, I go for the spoons now.
Right.
And I'd be better with a shovel.
Did you partake in the music yet?
I will partake, yes. I hope to go and see some of the events, yeah. Last night now wouldn't be the best night, but there's some good weather coming up. I'm a fair weather musician, put it that way.
I see. Well.
But it's good gardening weather.
Yes, but you're thinking of autumn already.
I'm thinking ahead, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, plants in flower now and plants that will flower into the autumn. I know it's still summer and there's loads of gardening to be done. But
this is the trick. You can't just wait until September, October and say, where's my colour? You have to plan for it now.
You have to plant it now. Mm. And if kind of this time of the year, you'll be still out in the garden doing a bit of gardening. Later on when the evenings are getting a bit shorter, but there's still lots of time. There's lots of things you can plant in the garden now that will extend that season. I brought in a couple, just a few, but there are loads and loads of them. Stilbies will flower well into the end of the year, and it'll also grow in damp soil.
What did you call them? Stilbies?
A stilby. Now, see that fluffy pinky one?
There's one back here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's nearly like a dust, the flower.
Yes, very fine.
Or glitter. It is. It's fine, it's pink.
Ferny type foliage. Mm. And there is a new... I won't call it a craze, but there's a new fashion, I suppose, or whatever, emerging. Now, it was always there. People who knew a little bit about gardening always did it. And I suppose as people become more familiar with gardening and get better at it, they're putting plants like that into containers. Rather than just summer colour, they're putting plants that give a longer season, and that they can be more foliage-based with maybe some flower that will give a longer season and maybe even come back next year if the container is big enough. And a stilby fits into that. Lovely ferny foliage, quite nice in a pot, flowers for ages. Even when it's not in flower, the foliage is quite nice. Put it in with one of maybe the ornamental grasses, something taller behind for a bit of colour. I'm thinking of the lovely hydrangeas that are out at the moment, the paniculatas, the pinky winkies, all those. You get a lovely bit of colour on your patio with plants that you don't have to throw away when you're finished. You can put them in the garden or you can keep them in the pot. I have hydrangea Annabelle. Now, I was going to say they're looking fantastic. They were looking fantastic until they got all that rain.
Mm. Yeah, they droop a bit.
Oh, they were fantastic. They were awesome. They were 5 foot high and they were super. I was so proud of myself. And then the rain gave them a bit of a hammer. I didn't put the herbaceous supports on in time. You know, it's the usual story. The cobbler and the shoes.
Yes.
The gardener and the herbaceous. I'd be telling everybody else. Now, when you plant Annabelle, make sure you put the herbaceous supports on and stop them from blowing over when it rains. Because it does rain in Ireland from time to time.
Mm.
And I didn't do mine in time. But... They're not too bad now, but they did take a bit of a hammering in that wind and rain.
Yeah, okay. A lesson learned the hard way.
The garden did need. The ground was quite dry. And all that, we got a lot of rain now. Was it Saturday? All day, misty. Perfect rain. Mm. What we call good rain.
Mm. There were plenty more of it yesterday, too.
And
yesterday afternoon.
We weren't too bad yesterday. No, showery, but not too bad. But it's good gardening rain. That it's not just... running off the top of the ground, it's wetting down into the soil, so it's a perfect time to plant. And the ground is lovely and warm, so and you plant this time of the year, if you keep an eye on the watering, if you get a dry spell, just keep it watered. But I wouldn't panic too much about watering.
You mentioned ornamental grasses.
Yeah.
How many varieties are there? How do you know which is best?
Now, this is buyer beware. There are lots and lots of ornamental grasses. Many, many, many varieties. And how would I put it? Some are better than others. And sometimes the more colourful ones are not great at coming back. So it's important to check what are the best varieties. Be careful where you buy them. At least if you buy them in a garden centre, you can ask the person, is this a hardy variety? Is it good in Ireland for rain? Because a lot of them, especially the bluer ones, don't like rain. And ones with some of the seedy-headed ones, the really nice ones, are really annuals. Now, they last for the whole year, you know, for the rest of this year. But
know what like, you're buying.
Ones for your garden. I did a grass bed recently in the garden centre and I used five or six varieties of really hardy ones that come back every year and that love the wind and don't mind the rain or easy to mind. You have to do a bit of research on it or ask the question before you buy them. But for a container, any grass this time of the year is going to look well and it'll give you a lovely kind of hints of autumn. And you could put in, there are new hookera. I'll bring in some the next day so you can see them. They have foliage, all sort. They're like a maple leaf, a big, big leaf. But they come in a whole range of colours, and there are a whole lot of new varieties. And there's a lovely trailing one. And it's perfect in a pot because it'll keep that foliage right through the winter and even come back and be there for another year. So you could have it until this time next year in a container and put in a bit of colour. Kind of easy garden, but looking good and looking cool. Bit of grass, nastilbe, a fern maybe, bit of hookera, happy days.
This one here, is it testaceae, is that how you pronounce it?
That's a grass, that's one of the grasses.
Yeah.
But that's a really good one though.
Again, to describe it is difficult. Suffice to say, the very ends are nearly bronzing colour.
Bronzy colour.
So it starts nice and green at the base.
I'll give you the name of two good ones. And I'll give you the ordinary, because there's Camelographus arundinaceae is the Latin name, right? Which is not good for
now the you're company. Showing off.
Absolutely. Bunny tails and pheasant tails or pony tails. Those are your three best grasses. Now, bunny tails has a little, like a rabbit's tail, a little bit of fluff on the top of the stalk. It's perfect in a container. Not the best at coming back. But if you plant one called pony tails, it's just longer and more fluffy, like a pony's tail, I suppose.
Mm.
That's really good grass in a container or in the garden. And then pheasant tails is more feathery and a little bit more bronze. And they will do, they are really good varieties. So, ponytails and pheasant tails.
Now, hidden at the back.
No.
What it's is an this anemone. Boy?
Now, anemones, the old-fashioned anemones grew 3 or 4 feet high. They flowered in October, November, and they spread everywhere in the garden, and they gave anemones that people wouldn't plant them. They're an old-fashioned plant, right? And they break your heart. They spread all over the border, and then they fall over when they get 4 foot high in a windy day in October in Ireland. They have been replaced by more shorter varieties, and ones that flower earlier, and ones that flower with a double flower. Mm. And they're well worth looking for. They'll give you a flower in your garden. They will tolerate a bit of shade. They won't grow any more than 2 feet high. They won't take over the parish. They're the new family of anemones. Now, when I say new, they've been around for 5 or 6 or maybe 7 years. But they're getting better and better. And they're the how do I pronounce it? I suppose just when you go to the garden centre, don't bypass anemones if you see them.
Mm.
They give you great colour into the autumn. They come back year after year. They'll grow in sun or shade. They're not fussy about the soil.
This particular one's easy enough. Summer breeze.
Yeah, that's summer breeze. Now, you may not find, because I bring those varieties in, so you mightn't always find some of the. There's one called white swan, lovely white variety, but that's the lovely double pink one called summer breeze, but you mightn't always find that variety for sale. But just be aware of them. Perfect in a container for late summer, autumn colour, flower up to the end of October.
Yeah, this one's only a baby. It's only about a foot high.
Yes.
We've a bigger relative, perhaps?
One of my favourite plants.
Okay. This is without a label, so I need you. It says perennial mix.
Well, that's a perennial. It's in the perennial mix. Can I think of the... We're having a radio moment. I cannot think of the name of that.
you brought it in.
I know, I brought it in. And it's one of my favourite plants.
It's one of his favourites that he doesn't know the name of.
I've forgotten it. It's gone out of my head. That comes with age. God, I'll think of it in a second. But
At a glance, it nearly looks like cherry blossom.
LTQ is the second part of the name.
Okay.
Right. I'll take it the first part of it in a minute for you.
Well, it's not a tree, obviously, for starters, but it's got that lovely pink flower that,
yes,
if it got a gust Sedalcia. Of wind... If that got a gust of wind, would it...
No. And it's called Sedalcia.
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 Very nice.
Right, Sedalcia, but that's...
That's not Irish.
Hmm?
That's not Irish.
That is not Irish.
No.
No. Sedalcia LCQ. LCU is the variety, because there are a few other varieties. That's a lovely light shell pink, maybe like the cherry blossoms in spring, that colour. But keeps its flowers for weeks and weeks and weeks on tall, slender stems growing about 3 feet high, and flowers up along the stem. Comes back every year and grow into quite a nice clump. It's grown from root cuttings, doesn't grow from cuttings off the stem. You have to take bits off the root. So once you get it in your garden, you can dig it up and divide it. And it makes a super plant from July, August into September. Sedalcia. Easy to grow.
All right. So, plenty of autumn ideas.
Yeah.
And that first one was...
A stilby.
Stilby. Personally, that's my favourite. It's the most substantial.
Well, it's just a bigger plant now. There, you know. It just happened to be in a bigger pot. It's in a 4 litre pot versus the other ones are in a smaller pot. And that also makes a difference when you're buying plants. Mm. You see a plant for, say, $7.99, and then you see it somewhere else for $5.99. Have a look at the size of the pot and the size of the plant. And it's only when you put them together that you see the difference, that you get maybe a more substantial plant. It could be a year older. It's costing you €1 more. Can always be a better buy. You were talking there earlier, I was listening to you on the way in.
About the labels, yeah.
About the labels and all that business. I'm sure it's the same with gardening. You see, buy two, get one free, you know. No one's giving away stuff nowadays.
Mm-hmm. All right, first question. White geraniums, where the petals are turning brown. They are indoors, and I need to solve this. Any ideas?
I think it might be drying out, and it could be in a very sunny window. And the petals, white geraniums, I always think white geraniums look lovely in the south of France. Kind of a better climate for them, you know.
Okay, I don't think taking them to the south of France is an option here.
Well, it is. It could be, although it's a bit hot there at the moment. You want to pick your spot in the south of France this weather. The flowers could be fading a little bit on them, and very strong sunlight through glass will also fade the petals, and fading petals of white will show up more than, say, the fading petals of pink. So I'd move them to a cooler, less sunny window, and keep an eye on the watering.
Arthur O'Mara is here for another few minutes. Pick his brain on 0818 300 103. And I'll tell you in just a few moments whether you are going to the Tullamore show, because caller of the day wins that prize. Let's do some rapid fire, Arthur.
Okey-doke.
So, Linda in Portlaoise says, the bloody rain has my petunias destroyed, turned to mush.
Yeah, petunias will do that. In heavy, prolonged rain, the flowers, they don't like it. You may just have to give them a good pick over and hopefully a bit of good weather on the way later on the week, and on they come again. And if you haven't fed them, they're in hanging baskets or tubs. Mm. No harm to give them a feed and you get another bit of growth. It's early in the season yet. It's only the first couple of days of August, so there's another 2 months left in hanging baskets. Give them a little bit of a pick over, a bit of a clean up, give them a feed, and on they'll come again.
Michael is next. He planted a beech hedge last winter. It is struggling, though, because some of the leaves are dying. He wants to rescue it. How?
Right. Not a whole lot you can do with it, Michael. If there's grass and weeds at the base, that won't help. So you might remove that. Maybe give them a little bit of a feed, but not too much now, because you're getting into the time of the year where plants are starting to slow down. Although beech does appreciate a little feed this time of the year. Now is the time of the year to trim beech, but not in this case. Just for everybody else, while we're on the subject. If you feed beech now, give it a little trim. It grows somewhat between now and October, And those immature leaves will stay on better during the winter, so your hedge won't go bare. But getting back to our query, make sure there's no weeds around the base of it. Give it a little feed now with a good quality fertilizer with high potash. And just make sure you give it a feed next spring with a good fertilizer. And keep the weeds and grass back at least a foot to 18 inches from the base of the plant. So out in 2 or 3 inches out from the base is no good. At least a foot each side of the hedge, 30 centimeters each side of the hedge with no grass and weeds. That will make a big, big difference.
Next, a picture of Crocosmia, which caller has had for 5 years. It's a small flower.
Crocosmia should be a lot bigger. That's Montbretia to you and me.
Well, they're wondering anyway, having for the first year had this little small flower, if it's going to flower every year.
Yeah, Montbretia should. I mean, it's easy enough to grow. They don't like very wet soil. And if the plant has taken 5 years to grow, that's unusual. They should flower within a year of planting. And the flower should be out, coming out now, and a little bit bigger. They're easy to grow, but that's not much good to our caller. Make sure that they will take a bit of shade. The more hybrid they are, the probably the more difficult it can be. There are some modern varieties. They are the regular Montbretia that grows wild down the rest. You see it along the sides of the road. That's Crocosmia flora, the wild one. Is an easy enough plant to grow. The flowers tend to be smaller. The new hybrids like Emily McKenzie and all those varieties, the flowers should be bigger. They're a little bit harder to grow. Maybe a little bit of feed, but in spring probably the best time. And your caller asked us as well there on the call, would he cut them back after flowering? Don't. Let the foliage die back and then maybe mid-winter clean them up a little bit. But I tend to cut back the old brown foliage on those herbaceous plants, the ones that die back in the wintertime. I tidy them up in the wintertime a little bit, but I don't completely remove the brown foliage because it protects the new shoots coming up in early spring from late frost. So tidy them up around Christmas time. Give them a good feed then in March. Maybe a mulch of farmyard manure, well-rotted farm manure around the base of them in February, January, February time. A little bit of maybe rose food in March, and they should do super.
To the staff of Tullamore Hospital, in particular Medical 3 Ward, the text earlier praising you was from Rena Litchfield. She forgot to put her name on it, and again, very grateful for all that you did. Now, next is a caller who says they planted beetroot a few months ago and it's doing very well. When should they be harvested and how do you store them? From Joe.
I think you can freeze beetroot. Now, culinary is outside of my brief, folks.
Okay. You can grow, take them that far. What happens next is somebody else's department.
But I find that if you let beetroot, don't let them get too big and don't overfeed them. That they get, the taste isn't as good. But you may ask someone else.
All right.
I'm looking at Sinead here for a dig out.
No, I don't think.
Or maybe are yours truly.
No.
Let's best move way on. To store beetroot.
Yes, and more than happy to get your text on that subject. Bernie's next, wondering if it is all right to put fertiliser on laurel hedging. At this time of year, they've been given fertiliser twice already.
No need to give them any more fertiliser because they're starting to slow down a little bit now. They'll still grow ahead, and they've got fertiliser twice. So I wouldn't put any fertiliser on laurels at this stage. No.
Anne in Leash got a gift of calla lilies 2 years ago, which are in full bloom. I planted them in containers on the patio. Sorry, they were in full bloom when they arrived as a gift. Into containers on the patio they went, and lovely healthy leaves last year. This year, no flowers. They did get a feed. What's gone wrong?
Yeah, they're not growing enough to calla lilies, especially the hybrid ones. Now, the older ones, the white ones, are that little bit easier to grow. They don't love containers. And it's difficult enough to get them to flower on an ongoing basis in a container on a patio. I would say plant them out in the garden in a reasonable soil. If they're the regular white ones, they'll take it if it's a bit damp. But the more coloured, more highly sought after varieties, you know, the new modern hybrids, are that little bit trickier. Reasonably good garden soil, wash them for slugs, give them feed in spring, but put them in the garden rather than in containers.
Arthur, we are out of time.
Time flies.
You'll be back in 2 weeks and you'll find him at O'Mara's Garden Pavilion in Mullingar in the meantime. Caller of the day, Brian Dunn, who was pointing out that some people trying to save the tenner off the €50 offer in the supermarkets end up spending more than they have to. And, well, quite a lot of suggestions on that, which I shall come back to tomorrow. But he is now heading to the Tullamore Show, is Brian, which takes place at the Butterfield Estate in County Offaly on Sunday the 14th of August. Great to have it back. Now, that's where we leave it today. After the news at 11, he once took every last penny from his mother's handbag to feed his gambling addiction. That's Life with Oisin McConville in the next few minutes.